Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 9th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. 2026, ACC, Clinical Performance and Quality Measures for Patients with Peripheral Artery Disease, a report of the American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association Joint Committee on Performance Measures. The 2026 American College of Cardiology / American Heart Association Clinical Performance and Quality Measures for Patients with Peripheral Artery Disease provide guidance for clinicians, researchers, and quality assurance personnel. These measures establish standards for assessing the effects of treatment decisions, including specific medications and diagnostic tests for individuals with peripheral artery disease. They serve to standardize care and facilitate quality assurance in clinical practice and research for this patient population. Article number 2. Deep learning-based continuous QT monitoring to identify high-risk prolongation events after class 3 antiarrhythmic initiation. A deep learning system called 3DRECONQT was developed for continuous QT monitoring to identify high-risk QT prolongation events. This system addresses drug-induced QT prolongation that can occur after initiation of class 3 antiarrhythmics during outpatient care. 3DRECONQT reconstructs spatial information from a single lead vector to quantify QT and QT-corrected intervals. Its development provides a novel approach for identifying high-risk QT prolongation, overcoming limitations of current insertable cardiac monitors. Article number 3. Air pollution, meteorological factors, and cardiac remodeling in children. A multi-omics cohort study. A multi-omics cohort study investigates the effects of air pollution and meteorological factors on cardiac remodeling in children. A total of 29 children were enrolled in the Southwest Health Children cohort in China to provide crucial data on these exposures. This research illuminates how environmental factors influence cardiovascular structure and function, and the underlying biomolecular mechanisms in pediatric populations. The study addresses a critical knowledge gap regarding these effects in children, contrasting with established associations in adults. Article number 4. Venopulmonary Extracorporeal Life Support, an ELSO Registry Analysis. This extracorporeal life support organization registry analysis provides real-world outcomes for adults receiving venopulmonary extracorporeal life support. The study utilized a large sample size from the ELSO registry to describe patient experiences across various clinical conditions. It establishes data regarding the current use, adverse events, and prognostic drivers for venopulmonary extracorporeal life support, where previous information was limited. Article number 5. Contemporary Operator Procedural Volumes and Outcomes for TAVR and MTEER in the U.S. This cohort study investigated operator-level procedural volumes and patient outcomes for transcatheter aortic valve replacement and mitral transcatheter edge-to-edge repair in the United States. It examined extensive data from patients undergoing these procedures to determine contemporary associations. The research addresses a critical gap in understanding how individual operator volumes relate to outcomes, particularly as hospital-level associations may be stabilizing. This analysis contributes important information for quality assurance and procedural guideline development in these cardiac interventions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.